When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in our 151st episode today, and this will be a shorter one than usual, I want to talk just briefly about doing it right the first time. And I want to position this in this way. When you're launching big parts of your business continuity and crisis management or crisis communications program for the first time, you get one chance to do this right. One chance to do it right. I've talked on previous episodes of the podcast that one of the things that folks in our profession, in crisis management, business continuity, crisis communications, that one of the things that we have to do is make ourselves important. That we have to be willing to push every day to market our program, to argue for resources on behalf of our program, to do the elevator speech, to go get coffee with an executive, to go talk to the CEO when they're standing in line at the Starbucks in your lobby. You have to do these things in order to move your program forward, to get the resources and the capabilities and the things that you need for you to perform your role to protect your organization. At the same time, when you go to launch your program, you're starting up a program at a new organization, or you're creating your first crisis management team, for example. You're doing your first business continuity lifecycle of risk assessment, BIA, and planning. You're doing your first exercise. You get one chance to do that the right way. And that's where I see a lot of individuals fail, where I see a lot of programs fail, because they don't make themselves important, because they don't take the effort to do the program right. We were working with a client earlier this year that is a large organization, and they need a business continuity and crisis management program, and we were helping them build that out. And one of the obstacles that they ran into was, I think, an obstacle of self-doubt. And what I mean by that is they didn't want to push to do the things that they really needed to do. They had built a great crisis management framework and plan. Of course, we helped them do that. They had established the crisis management team. They had sent the team through training. They had done an exercise. And as we were crossing the I's and dotting the T's and buttoning things up at the engagement, they told us that they planned to not have regular meetings with that crisis management team, and they would get them back together in a year or so to do another exercise. And that would be their next get together. And I was like, no, you can't do that. You have to be willing to take the time to do it right. You need to meet with them regularly. Your crisis management team needs to be a team. You can educate them. You can talk about recent incidents. You can talk about things happening in the world and how they might impact the organization. You can talk about your next exercise. You can have more exercises. These are all things that when I think about doing it right and doing it right the first time, these are important things. And you can't just say, well, now I've invested and I've built this crisis management team, I'm not going to get them back together for a year, because, you know, we don't want to be asking too much of these folks. But you need to do that to do it right. I wish I had more to say on the topic. I want to keep this really focused on really just one thing. In this case, that I can't emphasize enough, you get one chance to do it right. And in doing so, you have to make yourself and your program important. And if you don't do that, then there's no point in doing this at all. You're better off not having a program than having an ineffective program. You get one chance to do it right. Don't be afraid to do that. As my friend Josh used to say, you can't wait for your ticket for the dance. You just have to show up. Be willing to push and push and push to do it right. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.